The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now it is Wish Week here on News Talk, and we are highlighting the incredible work that Make a Wish do and help creating life-changing wishes for children who have critical illnesses. And I am joined now, myself and Shane are joined now by Shane Minto, who has spina bifida, and his mum, Yvonne Minto, who had a special wish granted by Make-A-Wish. You're both very welcome to the show. I might come to you first, Yvonne. Shane obviously is well able to speak for himself, I know that, but having a little baby and them going on and realising that they have spina bifida. Just for our listeners, tell people how that affected, I suppose, Shane's life and your early family life as a whole.
It's a kind of shock at first, and you know, you don't know what the outcome is going to be. There's so many different levels of spina bifida and so many different, you know, cases. So you just hope for the best. Yeah, I had two other boys at the time. I had Alan and Paul, and they had to change their life because Shane had hospital visits and doctor's visits, and you're up and down to the hospital. So it does. It takes a little bit of a toll on the family. It does.
No,
in the beginning.
Yeah, I have no doubt. And Shane, in terms of the toll that it takes on you, how do you find day to day that spina bifida affects you?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, I do a few things. I do things differently than anybody else would, but that's just my way of adapting. You know, like, I adapt to how the world is.
Okay, so you feel you obviously have to adapt to the world around you. You got granted a wish, Shane, by Make-A-Wish. What did you look for?
For me, myself, I just look for, you know, a way to spend time with family and doing stuff that I enjoyed.
Forgive me. I phrased that wrongly or badly, Shane. I know you're 16 now, but bring us back to when you got the wish from Make-A-Wish. What was it you asked for?
Oh, right. Sorry. I asked to go to WWE in Dublin, but there was John Cena's last show, but that show had been sold out, so they were looking around and they found a show in Belfast, SSE, a trustee arena, and they managed to get a few tickets for me and my family to go to it.
Okay, and what age were you then, Shane?
I 16.
It was only in January, this January, so it's very fresh.
Very good.
I applied to Make-A-Wish, and his wish was granted in June, but unfortunately it was too late to get to see John Cena
in Dublin.
So he loved Finn Balor as well, and we saw that he was coming in Belfast, so they organized that for us. And we all went, and him and his brothers. It was great, Ciara, to see them.
Shane, it's Shane here, another Dundalk Shane. How's it going? you got to meet Finn Balor as well. What was that like?
Finn Balor, yeah, it was really enjoyable, and it was amazing. Like, you know, he's such a kind man, and you know, he's really down to earth. And
because he's pretty ferocious looking in the ring.
Yeah, there does be a few of them that look, some of them are definitely they look scarier than they actually are in real life.
Right, okay. And was that just brilliant getting to meet somebody who you'd watched or had seen before?
Yeah. It was amazing to see that, like, you know, to talk with him and see how he grew up with it and what got him into it, and you know, how he worked toward where he is now. Like,
okay. And Yvonne, just from a family point of view, I know you were looked after really well. I think you stayed in the Titanic. I've stayed in that hotel. It's a lovely hotel. But it was really important to sort of, in terms of accessibility and so on.
Yeah, like usually when you look for something like this, you can only get maybe one accessible ticket and a carer. So it's very hard for himself and the boys to get anywhere, his older brothers, to get anywhere together. So it was really amazing that we all were able to sit together and enjoy the show together.
And you got a VIP booth for the show as well. That was pretty nice.
That was amazing. Like we thought we were just going to get ringside or something like that. But as we were leaving, Make-A-Wish said no. They were after the organizers of SSE Tree Arena was after getting us a booth, giving us a booth, our own private booth. It was amazing. It really was.
And Shane, what did it mean to you that you were responsible actually for bringing your family to such a fantastic event?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was enjoyable for all of us, I think, on the day. And it was nice to have, you know, just a family moment, spending time together, you know, and being together and obviously watching something that me and my brothers grew up with.
Yeah. Just on the WWE, like, I've only ever seen it on the telly. Like, they're acting kind of, aren't they? how believable is it when they go at each other?
Well, to be fair, sometimes it can be more believable than others. it does be good, but then there does be some times where you're like, they could have done that better, but it's, you know.
I believe it all.
I totally believe it all. Come here, just to finish off, guys, like, it is Make-A-Wish week here on News Talk. It is the most, it's the most magical of organisations, isn't it? It really
Absolutely. And if anybody can donate. It is just amazing to give all children with illnesses to live their dream, because you'll never get that back again. That moment, that time we had together, no matter how many times, we'd never get it back again.
That was a one-in-a-lifetime experience.
I can imagine. Where do you go to school in the dock, Shane?
I go to Clostreet.
Oh, okay. No, I was a Morris boy, but it must have been good going into school having that story for your pals.
Yeah, it was good. I was kind of bragging about it, nothing like that.
Of course you were. There's no point in having it if you can't brag about it.
So you should be bragging about it.
I was bragging about it for the first few weeks and I went in and everybody was jealous. And then after a few weeks, it kind of died down. But yeah, no, I was definitely bragging about it the first week.
I think you definitely get bragging rights for this one. But anyway, look, thank you both so much for joining us. That is Shane Minto there and his mum, Yvonne Minto. And guys, let us make 2026 the biggest wish week yet. Every cent matters. You can donate online at makeawish.ie/donate. And we will be talking to families throughout the week across the station whose lives were just changed that little bit for the better, and they've all the families are so deserving. And if you could help these kids and their families in any way, and you had a few bob, we would so appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.